Oh, hello.
Top shelf.
Did you get jump scared by your own voice?
I did.
You said, oh, don't ever let me be a DJ.
I think I will give you permission.
No. I'm going to like mash up Boulevard and Broken Dreams and like a G6. And
do
I
it.
Think that it
do
would
it.
Work.
Do it and heal the world with your music.
Yo, yo.
Okay. Good morning, New York City.
Oh. We're not in New York City.
I wish.
It feels like we're in New York City.
What do you mean?
Kind of does.
Because it's cold out or because you're looking out the window at the rooftop?
Because I'm looking out the window at the rooftops.
It is kind of. No, yeah. It's not.
Oh, okay.
No,
well,
never mind. Now we're in Tip City, Ohio.
My bad for never being anywhere in my life.
Hey, it's nice out at least.
It is really nice.
It's beautiful.
It was cold for a long time and then the weather turned really nice yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Somewhere. I'm excited about that.
I can't wait to be outside and do things outside.
I'm tired of winter, officially.
Yeah. It's time for it to
But then
exit.
I was sitting in my car and I was kind of roasting alive and I was like, I forgot about this feeling of suffocating and dying in my own car.
That
Do you not have air conditioning in your car or is it too early?
I do.
You're refusing to use it?
Oh, okay. I was just parked and I was sitting there and I was doing what I normally do is I get home from work. I find a parking spot and I sit there and I open my phone and just start scrolling on Instagram reels because I'm nervous to, I don't know what it is. I have to decompress a little bit and then make the walk to my apartment.
You should go in your house and do that. And you could, you could be making like mac and cheese while you're like doing that.
Mac and
you got some like classical music on. It's like a movie. You could just be in there on your own doing your phone thing.
Well,
and
I kind of do.
Making dinner and. Yeah.
I just wanted my cheese.
What's that from?
Smiling friends.
Before we get started, I just want to say I love our merch.
Thank you.
You've got some great merch out there.
We have merch.
We do. It's on Redbubble.
It's on Redbubble. And all of our episodes are now on YouTube up through the last one, Florida. Zoe comes home from Florida with a burnt shoulder.
I got burnt everything.
More than my shoulder was.
Hello. was your ankle?
Yeah.
What about your ankles?
Both of them.
Hello.
In this economy? Yeah. That's crazy.
So if you want to listen back to some of our older episodes, you can do it on YouTube now.
Yeah,
and it's actually kind of cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And in those YouTube videos down below, it's got links to all of our shows and all of our merch.
Yeah, it does.
So tune in and buy a sticker that has a...
Or tune in, because Greg's about to go to London.
Hello.
He's got to practice.
Governor.
He's going to have tuna on a potato.
No, I don't like tuna, and I don't like potatoes.
Well, you're going to starve.
I will starve. Die. That's okay. I'm bringing 19 things of bacon jerky with me, so I'll be fine.
Yeah. You don't want, what is it, squibbles and bits?
Bubbles
squeaks.
And squeak.
If you don't eat your squibbles and bits, you can't have your squeaks and squombs.
Pardon me, sir. Can I have another?
Can I have another tuna?
All right. Well, let's talk about my trip to London because I'm going to London in a week.
Yeah. We should talk about how your trip was before you even
You should it. Tell me, ask me all about it now because then.
Have you been to London?
I've never been.
Okay.
To London.
Is this your first time overseas?
Have you been to London?
I have not.
Okay. You asked me like that. You sound like an expert. Like,
I was going to tell you my favorite spots.
What is your favorite
to get
spot?
Fish and chips.
Fish and chips.
to get tea.
Abby, have you been to London?
No. I
want to go to the Twitter.
Do we look like women who have been anywhere?
Epstein Island.
No.
Sometimes.
Wait a minute. Whoa.
Hey, you have a very exclusive travel itinerary. That's it. Columbia, Missouri.
Yes.
Cocoa Beach, Florida.
Yes.
Epstein Island. That's it.
The Holy Trinity.
The Holy Trinity.
What was your favorite place to go out of those three?
Abby, what was your favorite place in London?
Oh, man.
I only know bad things.
I've never been. I'm excited. My wife's been twice with the girls. I have two daughters. And we're staying in the same Airbnb they stayed in. And I'm like just excited to go. I've never been.
Yeah, that's very exciting.
So I made a list of all the stuff I want to do. And we'll see how it goes. But I also want a relaxing vacation. I've been doing too much lately. So I want to take a book. Lay about, scroll my Instagram reels.
On London Bridge.
In my car.
Like the Fergie song.
What?
True.
Does Fergie have a London Bridge song?
Yeah.
Really?
I will not be singing it.
Does she have a song about London Bridge?
Yes, it's called London Bridge, right?
I think so.
Is it?
My brain's just going, London Bridge is falling.
Yeah, I'm singing that song. I know that song.
Don't worry, guys.
Fan favorite.
Well, ask me your questions about my trip.
How come every time you come around my London Bridge, want to go down like London, I'm going to go down like London.
The least clever option was taken. I want to go down like London Bridge. Wow. So, like, not quite Shakespeare.
Future me, cut that out.
No, leave that in. That's fine. No, it's not Shakespeare. Is that what the song's about?
Shakespeare? Huh? Yes.
Is that what the song's about? Bridges?
Yeah.
London Bridge.
That's 100%.
100%.
That's what she says.
Is that another one of your favorite songs? That and...
No, not one.
Little Yachty?
Oh, my God. Oh,
did
about
he die?
One.
He didn't die, did
not,
he?
Okay, I good. Haven't been to his concert, so not yet.
I get that reference from episode 3.
Yeah.
Oh. So ask me about my London trip, Zoe.
What are you going to do on your London trip?
I don't know.
Okay.
Have you heard of anything in London that you would do if you were there?
I think
besides London Bridge.
They have a lot of pubs.
Do you know what pub means?
No.
So in England, all the houses are small.
Uh-huh.
And people live in them.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want to be there all the time, so they go out in public.
In public.
And they would go to things called public houses.
Oh.
And it's short, and pub is short for that. It's like our Starbucks. It's a third place where it's not work and it's not home. It's a place you go and socialize.
It's some place in the middle.
And it's called a public house. And they shortened that to pub. Yeah, there are some of them that have been around for hundreds of years.
That's some nice etymology right there.
Thanks.
Etymology.
Yes. I love bugs.
I do too.
Wait, did I use the wrong word?
I don't know.
I would feel so stupid.
I don't know if you did or not. No, but I'm excited about going to some old pubs. We're going to see... I wasn't going to see London Bridge, but now I will.
Oh, and you got to play the song.
Buckingham Palace, Tower of London.
Okay.
All the museums, all the shops, all that kind of stuff.
Just don't...
Is it etymology or entomology?
Etymology is the study of a word's origin and how its meaning has changed over time.
Oh, look at you.
Oh, there's birds flying around. Oh,
my goodness.
Oh, my God. How'd they get in here? Oh,
a perfect pair of them.
What,
yes,
what
I saw
museums
that.
Are you going to go to?
Just all the British ones.
Okay.
Yeah, I think.
So the...
And I want to see the Globe. That's where the Shakespeare, like, they do all the plays and stuff like that. And then we're going to go see a play while we're there. Much Ado About Nothing.
Be careful.
Do you know Tom
Hiddleston? That's how Lincoln died.
Yeah. No, we are sitting in a box, actually. We got a box. We're going to sit. We got to sit in a box. You get free champagne, though.
Listen. Oh.
So we'll have to do another episode when I get back about how horrible this trip was. We're sitting in a box and we're seeing Much Ado About Nothing. And do you know who Hayley Atwell is?
No.
No.
She played Peggy on the Captain America.
Oh, okay. Yes. Now I know.
I know her well then.
A brunette lady?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. She was his girlfriend.
Yes.
In the first movie. And then Tom Hiddleston. You know
him? Oh my God, I love Tom
Loki.
Hiddleston. Yep.
So I'm going to see the play for her and my wife's going to see the play for him.
Fair enough.
There you go.
Yeah, see, we're equally happy.
Yeah.
And then we're going to have some awesome British food.
No, don't go to Spud Bros.
That's an oxymoron.
Yes. Don't. What's Spud Bros?
Okay.
It's an oxymoron, exactly. Those are words that don't go together.
No.
Awesome British food.
Awesome British food. What?
Can I get some beans?
Wait, guys, I'm doing air quotes right now. British food.
British
food. Yeah.
British people.
F-U-D food.
Yeah. Come on, it's not wartime anymore. Like, you can move past the
rations. Can I get beans with that?
Yeah, the Germans are not flying overhead. Let's put away the raw
potato.
It's
time to evolve.
Yeah, is it so what is Squid Games? What are we talking about?
Spud Bros. So they have this huge, like, controversy, quote unquote, with...
What is Spud Bros?
It's like a...
Potato play?
Yeah, but their, like, most famous thing is, like, potato, beans, and tuna, and cheese, which is disgusting for
Zoe's getting it on DoorDash right now.
Sorry.
What are you ordering?
I'm an iPad kid.
What are you ordering?
I'm an iPad kid.
But
I was looking at
There is an American food reviewer named Keith Lee, and he's really popular on TikTok. And he went over there to, like, watch behind the scenes for Bridgerton, the show that's being filmed there.
Oh, Bridgerton.
And he... was invited to go to Spud Bros and stuff, and there's this huge controversy because he, like, was very, very respectful, but just didn't like the tuna, which who would?
Yeah.
I don't like tuna, so I wouldn't like it.
Exactly.
I don't love tuna.
Yeah. Well, then.
Tuna? Why do you say it like that?
Because I'm practicing British.
Yeah, that's what they say there.
Do they?
Tuna.
Tuna?
Yeah.
Like C-H-U-N-A?
Yeah, it's tuna. Disgusting. And the.
On the potato. So it's tuna on a potato.
Yes.
That, how are you going to make that win? I mean.
And he was just trying it, and the owner was right there and stuff, and like. Didn't tell him that he was really upset, but then the owner like freaked out and like was trying to slander him and like, well, American food has, you use too many spices.
It's got a lot of flavor.
Shut up, dude. At least when we eat in our schools, we don't get shot.
That's true. Yeah, that is true.
But one thing like that I learned through all of this controversy is that apparently.
Beans and toast.
That too. But apparently they are like. You can only use a certain amount of spices, like per the government, which is like, hold on.
Wait a minute, really?
Yeah. Which is like, hold on. Weren't you guys like the spice whores?
Yes, they ran on spices.
They conquered half the world for their spices, and then they were like, not a fan.
Yeah.
Too much. Yeah. Can't have it.
Yeah. So people were telling him, they're like, well, you can add your own spices. And he's like, well, I was just trying it how it was.
You kind of want to eat it the way it's presented first before you doctor it up.
You don't want to have to do a lot of. Yeah, I've tried
blood
beans
sausage.
On toast.
Beans on toast. What is it?
I used to watch Peppa Pig all the time.
That tracks.
So you were on a food tour
shout
of the
out.
Peppa Pig,
and they had in one episode they made it look really good in their animations.
What is beans on toast?
Okay, so first, what you want to do is you want to take a slice of bread, you want to toast it,
white bread
until it's toast.
Is it like white?
You can really use any kind, but traditionally in British cuisine, it is white bread.
Cuisine. She did air quotes again.
And then you're going to take some beans and you're going to toss those on the
What kind
toast.
Of beans? Like baked beans that come in like a pork and
beans?
Chili beans.
That's what I used.
Technically, they're like the tomato based.
Yeah, like pork and beans.
Well, I did it
wrong. With the red sauce.
It's I okay. liked it. Yeah. I was a fan of the beans on toast.
No, that's fair. I think I'd like that. That I'd be open to, but like blood sausage can take
What is that?
Oh,
what
hell
is that?
No.
It's literally like.
Blood?
Yeah. Ugh. And apparently it tastes like iron or something.
Blood?
I think that I'd
it tastes like iron.
Rather die.
I think
I'd
I
rather
would.
Die.
Yeah. I am iron deficient.
Have
and
you
I
had
will
blood
die.
Sausage?
I have not.
I'll make you some.
Wink. I've low-key been obsessed with bacon, though.
Nope.
Because I didn't eat
stuff.
It for
because
so long.
You,
and now the place where I work, we have like sandwiches and like bagel sandwiches, and bacon is one of the things you can get on there. Literally every time I work, every single day I work, I'm making myself like a bacon and cheese like bagel sandwich, and I eat that thing in like 30 seconds. And it's
fair
like
enough.
My only food all day.
It does sound good.
Oh,
that's why
concerning.
I've been packing on the.
That does sound
packing
good.
On the hips.
It's so good. Yeah. Anyways,
I do like bacon. Do they have bacon in England? I
You'll
hope they
find
do.
Out.
The pigs are different over there.
You gotta. Yeah.
I don't know how. I don't know anything about the food, so all you ever hear is bad. So yes. I'm assuming the.
Have you been to Ireland?
If not, no. Have you?
I was just thinking about it.
I want to go.
Because I was thinking about something that made me think of John Wayne, which made me think of The Quiet Man, which made me think of Ireland,
oh
which is
Lord.
Where that movie was set in, which made me think that maybe I should ask you if you've been to Ireland.
I'm going to Germany next year.
Really?
Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's my.
I did not see that coming.
That's where I'm
Nazi,
from.
Nazi.
Oh.
Nazi. I did not see that coming.
So we just had to reboot.
Okay.
The Wyndham system updated.
Yeah.
Are you going to
really
Germany
exciting.
For fun or for work?
For fun.
Work or for pleasure.
Fun. You're not going there to learn about all the different alcohols or something like that?
No.
That's
it's
super
for,
fun. I've always wanted to go to Germany.
Yeah, I'm really excited I'm going there. And then hopefully the year after I'm going to Australia. So.
Wow.
That'll be cool.
I hope so.
Look at you, world traveler.
And I'm going back to Canada
woman.
In August.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wouldn't brag about that.
Okay. Hold
Canada's
on
right there. I can see it. Look.
Hold on now.
It's right there. Look.
Hold on now. That's where my family is.
Canada? Is it where your family is?
Yeah.
No, they're from Columbia, Missouri.
Niet.
Yeah.
No.
That's what you said before. That's
no,
where you were.
That's where I was.
Oh, okay.
But
your
my
family's not.
Grandparents.
Oh, okay.
And whatnot. Yeah.
They came from the North Country.
That's
from the
cool.
Canada.
Is it true 90% of people in Canada live within like 50 miles of the border with the United States?
Yeah, I could see that.
Like the whole
true.
Country is just like a strip.
Well, because everywhere
is that
else,
true?
It's like, it's weird. Other way. Yeah, I don't know.
Because you can't get, you
what's
get too
the,
far
what's
up.
What's the rest of Canada?
Wolves?
Then,
it's just
I'm
wolves.
I'm going to ask my mom because she biked across
Mies?
Canada.
Mises.
I'm so
It's scared. Snow and wolves and like the Wendigo.
And maple syrup.
No.
Mm.
Yeah, maple syrup's good. Canadian bacon is not. Hot take.
So if we're going for like 2 weeks, oh, and I'm excited about it, but yeah. I'm not looking forward to the flight. That's a long flight. So yeah. I have to charge up my headphones.
Oh, I thought you were taking the witch's broom in the bathroom.
No, that's that's I left that
for
you.
What you want to do is at legitimate like knock yourself out and sleep.
It's an overnight flight, so
just knock yourself out.
Yeah, we're flying into Atlanta.
Take a bunch of whatever it is that'll knock you out and just do that.
Oh.
Down half a bottle of melatonin, wash it down with some nice Pinot Grigio, call it a night.
Yeah, hope there's a doctor on board.
Yeah.
Elderberry. I'll take some elderberry.
Yeah. Wait.
There's something a brewing.
Never seen that color. What color is that? Your cheeks are shiny. Sign. Your cheeks are shiny because they're taut.
Wait, I was going to quote Airplane, the movie Airplane.
Oh, yeah. There's a doctor on board.
Yeah.
A hospital? What is it? It's a big building with patients. But that's not important right now.
One of my favorite movies of all time.
Oh, I'll outquote you all day long.
Yeah, you already did because I was laughing so hard thinking about the quote that I couldn't get the actual quote out. And then you did it.
It was good. I like that.
Okay. Well, my quote was good in theory.
We're going to watch that, and then we're going to do a review of it.
Sure. Mystery That's Science Theater style.
Exactly. Yes. And you talk all the way through the movie, because we've all seen it, so you don't have to be quiet.
Yeah.
And we'll quote along with it really loud.
I would love that.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Especially if there's some beer involved. That'd be great.
Allegedly.
Yes, yes. Someday you'll be able to drink alcohol. Yeah. It'll be great.
You don't know how old I am.
You're 21.
Don't side-eye me.
24. I know.
I'm turning 24.
Somewhere between us. Really?
Yeah.
You're in there somewhere.
Damn.
Congrats.
I know. I'm old.
Wow, you're freaking old.
Yeah. You're right.
These shoes are 24 years old.
My Crocs are only a year old.
You said my crotch. I didn't know where you were going.
Nope.
My Crocs.
Bleep that one out.
I will. That would have taken a turn.
You should do that. Just bleep out that whole line.
So I wanted to go see Stonehenge, but we decided not to do any day trips because Stonehenge. I want to stay in the town and I don't want to go anywhere.
If you come back with an accent, I'm going to disown you.
No.
Have you seen any of the seven wonders of the ancient world?
I have. Well, do you know what they are?
Yeah.
This is when you reach for your phone. This is a perfect time for that.
Hey, guys, let the record show I'm not looking at my phone. The Hanging Gardens of Babylon.
The Hanging Gardens of Babylon. Yes.
The pyramids, yeah, obviously.
That's two of them. What's another one?
The Statue of Liberty.
No, thank you. That's from
I'm just kidding. The Lighthouse of Rhodes.
Oh my goodness, she's smart. Look.
Sometimes.
No.
What's the one with the big standing tall guy and his legs were spread and the boats went underneath it?
Hello?
Is that the Colossus of Rhodes?
That's the Colossus of Rhodes, yeah.
Hanging Gardens of Babylon. Are you looking them up?
No.
Oh, you should.
I don't know if I remember anymore. I don't remember anymore. I used to know them all, but yeah.
Yeah. No, I haven't been to any of those things.
Okay, I don't know why I asked you that.
I don't know either, but I'm looking forward to my trip. I think it'll be fun.
Yeah.
Hopefully it'll be fun. We'll see.
I think it will be. I can't wait to hear about it.
Is there any place you want me to go to tell you about when I get back?
In England?
Tower of London.
Okay, yeah. London Bridge.
Review a Spud Bros.
For Fergie.
Wait a minute.
I'm going to
London Bridge fall down?
Actually, you know, that's a good idea. I'm going to review, when I get back, all of the good food that I had there.
Okay.
That's a whole episode.
A list of nothing.
Yeah. Literally silence.
A bowl of, yeah. 30 minutes of silence.
Going to tell you where you should go. I'm going to look up London attractions.
Oh, and we also, yes.
Research. Oh, it's just a picture of Tom Hiddleston. Good one.
I'll be seeing him. I'll be in the same room with him. That's pretty good.
Yeah, what is up? That's not fair.
I need to be in the same room as him.
What about Bill Hader?
Well, I'd never cheat on Bill Hader, obviously.
They're all really concerned.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Bill Hader, if you're out there.
No, but we're going to go walk around to all the parks.
Buckingham Palace.
I don't like...
Oh, where the Queen...
Hello?
Sorry, lived... Where she lived.
The Queen.
Before her accident.
Past tense.
Yeah.
Accident.
The Queened.
Accident.
Talking about conspiracy theory.
No, hello. I don't like Ferris wheels, so I don't think I'll go on that.
Oh.
Really?
Do you like Ferris wheels?
Lame.
I think I've been on one. I think I like them.
Are you going to one in Germany? Are you going to go on a Ferris wheel here in Germany?
I have no idea.
Ferris wheel.
I'm just happy to.
Thanks, Nosferatu.
A special guest.
Special guest, Nosferatu. He's the operator of the...
You must shut up about my accent.
Oh my God.
Nosferatu, I'm getting ready to go on the London
that was very
Wheel.
Guttural.
How do I, are you the operator of this ride? How do I get on?
You must bounce onto it crazy style.
Yes. So I won't be going on the
Ellen.
I won't be going on the London Eye. Do you know who Ian McKellen is?
Nope.
Of course.
Oh.
Who?
Isn't he the guy who played Gandalf in
Lord
of
the
Rings? Oh, my
God. So you really can pull when you want. I love it.
I have a vast array.
Of knowledge. Yes, you do.
Vast array.
The guy that plays Gandalf.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. He's Ian McKellen.
I know a lot of niche things.
You do. Yes.
I don't know names.
Niche. Like you know how to pronounce that word correctly. He owns a bar
Isn't
in
that
London.
A gas station? No. Yes.
Yes.
It's a convenience store.
What's everyone's favorite gas station?
Let's Speedway.
7-Eleven. Slushies. Don't go to
Bucky's.
Oh my God.
It's not open yet, but when it opens, we're gonna go and be there, and we're gonna walk around, and we're gonna tape. We're gonna do a tour and tape it.
Absolutely. Do a little taste test.
Do we get? They
have 47 kinds of bacon. 47 kinds of bacon.
I didn't know there were that many kinds of pig.
There could be.
It's all the same pig. It's just prepared differently.
There's a ton of beef jerky too. There's a wall.
They
of
make
beef
a jerky.
Jerky.
They make all the jerky there. Mm-hmm. It's good stuff.
Brisket.
I don't remember what I was talking about.
London.
London. And how come every time you come around?
Yeah, that's exactly.
London,
yeah.
London bridge, wanna go down my London.
I think that those lyrics are offensive to me.
What does it mean?
I think we all know.
This is not
what
an anatomy
means.
Like based show.
So. No, it's not. It could be. Uh-oh, she's getting online to look up what the lyrics mean.
Do you guys ever get on Genius and like look up what lyrics mean for
No,
that?
What's Genius?
I was doing that with Radiohead lyrics earlier cuz I loved the song. I had no idea what that man was talking about.
Genius, what's that?
So, it's let me show you real quick. So, it's Genius lyrics and you just get on and
it's the song lyrics?
And it'll tell you the meanings of like the song lyrics and the story behind what they like when they were written.
That's cool. So, I get on Spotify.
Why don't we look up the London Bridge lyrics?
I get on Spotify and it shows the lyrics to the songs. And that's kind of
neat. Do you understand the meaning and also what happened?
Well, it also makes me swerve in the car when I'm reading the lyrics and singing along. And I'm not paying attention to the truck in front of me.
Let's learn.
Hit the truck. Final answer.
Don't hit the truck. Final answer. Don't hit the truck.
Oh, no.
What do you want?
Did you learn some new things? Did you learn a new thing about...
Yeah, it means exactly what... Yeah.
Does it really? Does it really?
I don't want to read it.
Say
oh,
it is,
don't,
in a
no,
censored
no, no,
way.
No, don't read it. Don't read it. Fergie, I can't believe that. I can't believe she was in the Black Eyed Peas.
Pass around.
It's just that. That's the whole note. That's the whole note.
Okay, let me
see. Take one down, pass it around, learn what London Bridge
Anyways,
goes down.
Anyways, that's why I like Genius lyrics, because it tells you maybe new things that you wouldn't have known.
That's not what I thought it was going to be about.
That's what I knew. I know.
Oh, you know that. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody out there, look up the song London Bridge if you want to be involved in this conversation.
Only if you're like 18 plus. No, I'm just kidding.
And then we're going to the Warner Brothers Harry Potter experience, which is like a whole... Hello. It's like a whole day
that's
thing.
That's one thing the British did right was Harry Potter.
Okay. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks. I think that's good.
Yeah.
We're going to the Warner Brothers like studios where they filmed all that stuff.
I had a huge crush on Lucius Malfoy. Huge
and that makes sense.
Crush.
I could see that.
I like Snape.
Huge crush.
I could see that.
Snape.
I like Snape, too, but he wasn't good looking like Lucius.
Dumbledore Snape.
No, neither one of those guys is attractive. You know that, right?
No, Lucius is like conventionally attractive.
No, he's
not. I like Lucius.
No.
Have you seen his hair?
You're both wrong.
You're
no,
jealous.
I'm not, actually. I have great hair.
Yeah, you do.
Thanks.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, but not Lucius Malfoy level, but still great.
Man, I'm just...
She's blushing.
I'm thinking about all the Pinterest boards I made. Dedicated.
Like mood boards? About
kind of like just... I would just be on Pinterest for hours finding pictures from the movie of him.
Do you want him...
Cut this out, by the way.
Do you want him to give
no.
you...
I'm cutting this out because this is embarrassing.
Are you hoping that he'll give you Tom Riddle's diary? Is that what you want?
I want him to give me something.
He's going to put it in your bucket.
That's funny. You're really funny.
I just saw that movie.
What if
by
I
the
was
way.
Under 18, by the way?
You're not.
You're not.
You're not.
Hello?
And this show is not for people under 18 because Zoe's always getting sassy.
Yeah. Again, an explosion again.
What was that sound?
I don't know. My, one of my three drinks hitting the table.
Oh, we're dying. Oh, okay.
Greg hitting the hard pavement.
Why does it do that? Oh, because the mic stands. The mic is attached to the mic stand. The mic stand's bolted onto that.
Nice one, Sherlock. Another thing the British did. That's something else they did with Sherlock.
Oh, they
the nice thing about podcasting with Zoe is that you can just kind of like, she's like the Energizer Bunny. You just give her a topic and you kind of wind her up in the back. You turn that thing on the back and just let her go.
I'm going to make a t-shirt that says Zoe is the Energizer Bunny.
Zoe's the Energizer Bunny of thought.
I like the Energizer Bunny.
There you go. Zoe's the Energizer Bunny of thought.
So you approve of Harry Potter?
I do. Yeah, I do now.
Rachel, have you read all the books?
I haven't read any of the books, but I watched all 8 movies. With Rachel. Shout out, Rachel.
Rachel.
I love you.
Where is Rachel? I don't see her anymore.
We're hanging out tomorrow. I'm really excited.
Are you going skating?
No. We're going shopping.
Where are you going?
I'm not doxing us.
Oh, okay. So it's a specific location that there's only one of on the planet?
Yeah.
Target.
We're going to Target. No, I'm excited to hang out with her. I love Rachel.
I like her and I miss her. I never see her anymore.
Team Rachel. Instead of like Team Edward or Team Jacob,
I'm trying to get her on the podcast.
Yeah.
Because she's very funny.
There's a seat right there. Look, she can sit on the jaguar pillow.
I know.
She's gorgeous. She's perfect. And
she's
gorgeous.
Or is that a cheetah?
I mean, we just love her. She's beautiful. She's that smart. That is
a cheetah. If you were going to buy her a wedding ring, how many carats would it have?
4.
What? Is that a cheetah? Or is that a leopard?
A it's a leopard.
No, it's a cheetah.
How do you know the difference?
Okay.
Abby knows apparently.
My autism facts are coming out. Okay, so basically. Abby, I love you. So one, they have like the little like tear stain looking things. And
a cheetah. So that's a cheetah.
Okay. Yeah. And then they have actual spots. Oh, yeah. Like fully black spots.
Okay.
We're in the new
podcasting studio, and on the couch, there are these pillows that I bought randomly. And
I love them.
One of them has cheetahs on it. It's an actual cheetah.
Yeah,
on this.
He's right here.
We couldn't get Rachel on the show, so we have an actual cheetah.
So we got a cheetah, and he finally sat down.
Thank God. With the pacing.
Yeah.
It's killing me. Just settle.
Inside secret.
What are you going to buy with her?
Hopefully clothes.
Nice. That'd be fun. Good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I like Harry Potter also. You should read the books. They're quite good.
Who's your favorite character? And also, what's everybody's house?
I'm a Slytherin, and no one was surprised.
I'm a Slytherin. Is anyone surprised? I took multiple tests and I'm a Slytherin. Yeah.
I would 100% guarantee you're both Slytherin.
Are you a Huffle?
I don't know what I am.
You seem like a Ravenclaw.
I think would be good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're one of the,
You should read the books because there's a lot more in the books.
I'm reading your book.
In the movies.
Yeah.
You're in the prologue.
I'm in the prologue, everybody. I sat down, I opened the book, and then I was like.
There's a kidnapping in the prologue.
Yep.
You spoiled the prologue.
Yeah. Good luck with that. You're going to enjoy that. Yeah, you're a page and a half in. I'm not. Yeah, that's. And if you want to know where that kidnapping takes place, it's on South 7th Street.
I recognized Hyatt Street. I was like, that's a real place.
Between Hyatt and 6th, there's an alley there where the person is parked.
Is there anyone I know that you based a character off?
No.
Really?
As far as you
know. Are they all dead?
They're all dead.
So, also, these books are called...
Oh, yeah, the Frank Harper series. Available on Amazon.
Yep.
Or wherever books are sold on Amazon.
And Apple Podcasts. No, they're not.
Yeah, they're good.
Good. Well, yeah, let me know what you think.
She touched me.
Unless you hate it.
Of course I will. I'm a writer as well.
Nope. Yes, you are. You're on Medium.
Yes.
Yes.
I almost got into the New Yorker.
Nice.
You didn't know that. Didn't make the cut, but that's not important.
Hey, at least you're trying.
I did try.
Somebody's got to try.
You should read Harry Potter. They're really good.
Okay.
Do you want me to check it out from the library and bring you a copy?
No, I've got to finish your book first before I read Harry Potter.
One a year? Is that what you do with books? One a year?
Honestly, two a year? At this point, yeah. Like 1 or 2 a year.
We should have a book club.
I would love a book club.
Book club.
Yeah, so we're going to the Harry Potter Museum, and then also while we're there, we're going to go
Dobby
around.
Brought Master a sock.
Dobby! We're going to go around to all the Harry Potter related locations in London, like King's Cross, and the Platform 9 3/4,
sure,
and all the different locations that they have there. And then there's a place that they film the Diagon Alley stuff.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
that's an actual place that you can go and like walk around in there. So yeah. I'll take some pictures.
Yeah, we'll have to have a part two.
Yes. So after this, let's have a part two and talk about how it went. Hopefully, fingers crossed, it went well.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you everybody for joining us today on the
Village Idiots podcast. I'm your host, Zoe, with
a Z. You're the awesomest.
And that's one word people have used to describe me, awesomest. Along with some others that I can't say on the podcast.
London Bridge.
No, I was going to say...
Hey, cut that out.
I will.
Bleep.
And then Abby, my beautiful, wonderful, talented, amazing, creative...
I thought you were going to say my wife. I thought you were going to say wife at the end of it.
My wife.
Where is my ring and how many carats?
Oh, four.
Four carats. Four.
That's my Anora impression. It's a legitimate
marriage. All right? He loves me. All right? I can't do a Russian accent. That'd be great if I could.
And that's
What's that guy's name in that movie?
Oh yeah,
it's
all I know is Igor. I love that guy.
I love Igor too.
The boyfriend slash husband is an idiot.
Yeah, obviously.
And he's like he acts like he's about seven.
Yeah, he's a man child.
And anyways, I don't need all the nakedness in that movie. There's a lot of nakedness in that movie. You saw that?
I just skipped those parts.
You saw that?
Yeah.
Movie?
But it's yes.
Are you old enough to watch that?
I snuck in.
Did you hold your hand up and be like...
I low-key do.
And the strip club stuff. Oh, boy. It was a good movie, though.
That was weird.
But
was
it's
like,
not the best movie that came out last year.
No.
Paddington 3 came out last year. How can they even be in the same boat, really?
Is that something else the British did?
I don't know.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us on this...
Thanks, I guess.
Short London episode.
Is it that short? It feels like we've been talking for hours.
Okay, bye.
No.